Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Happier Happy Hour. We're always happiest when you join us at 844-967-2789. Going back to the phones momentarily. But Dom, I think we've finally got a place to cast blame. Or at least over excellent. On Fox News they do. Morris Faulkner, one of their personalities on the Foxy News today, kind of crystallized it for the American people. We should blame Hillary Clinton, of course. Let me clarify. Here's the
please
statement.
Do.
First of all, I want to go back to Hillary Clinton for just a second. And I normally don't blame one person for an entire movement, nor do I give them total credit either. But she was a specific case of bringing hate to a new level in this country. A new level of hate, Dom. Faulkner partially praised President Bill Clinton while not mentioning him by name or title, but said he did bring the country together during a time of economic hardship. Well, and he balanced the budget and, you know, helped erase part of the national deficit. But I read on. Her husband was the one in the dynamically similar straits that we are today economically who said, I feel your pain to every single American. He was able to do something that really we haven't seen anybody do since, and that's bring the entire country together. Maybe for just that moment, Faulkner said, adding, and Lord knows he had his issues, right? But with her, it particularly was damaging for her to express her hate for half the country. Half the country, right?
You're talking about the deplorable comment?
I think Faulkner was. After having been in the White House for 8 years, when it wasn't specifically like that, she added, presumably referring to Clinton's remark suggesting half of the Trump voters are deplorables, Faulkner mischaracterized and misstated Clinton's remarks from the highly contentious 2016 campaign. So for the sake of fact-based reporting here, is what the former U.S. Senator and, well, you heard the statement. And once upon a time, we called upon our audience. I said, you know, if you're going to vote for Donald Trump, you are deplorable. And tell me I'm wrong. Explain it to me at 844-967-2789. Had a different number then, but you get the point. And I would say if you still support Donald Trump, you are deplorable. And I haven't changed my opinion that much. And I don't know how, what, Hillary Clinton created the hate? Well, why'd the hate continue? Hillary's lost in the woods somewhere, right? So why is the hate continued?
Because, of course, there's hatred, and people like Donald Trump, they rev him up for whatever motivations that they have. In this particular case right now is to cling to power. That can certainly be a huge motivator. And generally speaking, I don't like to hear politicians talking in those kinds of terms. But as we have now seen, the deplorable attempt to overthrow the government, to toss out the will of the American people in a free and fair election, we still have local Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin, across the country, that are right now still wanting to decertify, still saying this was not free, it was not transparent, that this was somehow a coup against Trump. And that's where we are at. And I gotta tell you, based on what I've seen, based on the evidence that has been presented, based on what I've heard, Republicans who are not deplorable, who other megas probably think are, for telling the truth, telling their truth, swearing an oath to speak the truth, to come forward at a great risk to themselves, professionally, personally, physically, to tell the truth, to see what they have, to respond and articulate for the record what they have themselves seen and why they resigned and why they did the things that they decided to do. These are Republicans, and those that would ignore them and think, yes, this is great. Janelle Branson, you are deplorable. You are deplorable. Robin Voss, to continue on this charade with Michael Gableman, that is deplorable. So while I'm generally down, man, I love the love, but come on, people. You got to call them how you see them. And if I call you out for being that, you can tell me I'm wrong, but I'm not the one spreading hate. That activity and how you're engaging your constituents and the lies that you tell for whatever reason you decide to tell them, That is deplorable. And I don't apologize for that. I'm not the one spreading hate. I'm just telling you how it is.
Well, your acknowledgement of their deplorable behaviors makes you a hateful individual.
Is that what it is? Something I'll take like it then.
Now, let me ask you, Dom. What basket do you think that CJ falls in, for example? Is he a deplorable? Would you cast him amongst the deplorables? Because I would.
Yeah, he's certainly getting there.
How about Big Ugly trolling us last night?
Again, you know, I look at particular situations, and those two, you know, I've had off the radio conversations, more so than you have had with probably both of these guys. Maybe not Big Ugly, but certainly with CJ that night. So I give a little room. I give him a little more room. But at some point, you got to come around. And if you're just going to spout this out there, and I can't even believe that we still have elected representatives right now promoting some sort of decertification process that doesn't even allow it. It's unconstitutional. There's no way to do it. And let alone that, you have zero proof. And what you state in your press releases about outside money, you know, that was adjudicated. And the court said, yes, that's fine. Right? The drop boxes at the time were promoted by Robin Voss and the Republicans. And it happened 4 years before this election. That was fine. Indefinitely confined, while certainly perhaps a murky position, those that are indefinitely confined, quote unquote, can get their ballots. That was all also there. We had a pandemic. More people claimed and indefinitely confined and voted that way. There's very practical explanations as to how and why and what and where we are. But to put out a press release and phrase it like that, to promote it like that, I believe truly it is deplorable.
Okay, so here's another example. What if you just say, maybe we should decertify? Or, you know, you talked about the rigged election without actually coming out there. And there are so many Republicans, Dom, they fear the base. They fear their own base. And if they're not sufficiently great, no, absolutely.
I know. I agree. I mean, we saw this, man. We see Holly hauling ass, man. We've seen this.
Well, it's not only that, though. They somehow self-rationalize. They say, well, if it's not me, if I don't say, well, maybe it was rigged, well, then you're going to get a real Yahoo. If it's not Tim Michaels, it's going to be a guy like Rantham. So they rationalize, well, you know, I gotta fake it on the fringes. I gotta, you know, be rigged adjacent, because if I don't play the game, if I don't put myself out there in this way that's acceptable to the base, you know, because that's a game Robin Voss is cynically playing every day. You know, how can I split the incentive? How can I walk this high wire between the Yahoos that we need to show up, because that's the only way we can get reelected. That's the only way we being Republicans, win elections, is to stir up the base, engage them with emotion, and in this case, emotion predicated on a lie. It's not enough to say, hey, man, we're going to go out there and we're going to fight like hell because we hate the policies of Joe Biden. I get that you don't like Joe Biden. And it would be fair to say, you know what, politically, man, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to crush you this fall. But stop telling me your guy won the last freaking election.
Well, I think the issue that I have with this is we're not talking about whether or not you believe that the sales tax rate should be 5.5 or 6.5%,
sure,
or whether
these
or not it should be passed through.
These are policy disagreements.
Yeah, right. This goes to the core, the fundamental, and you're playing the games that you're talking about. The trying to have it both ways and splitting and trying to, you know, connect to voters based on a certain policy, yada yada yada. That game does not apply. This is not that game. This is an entirely different game. And to play the old game in the new game is extremely dangerous, because we saw what happens. Trump can shoot someone on Fifth Avenue, wouldn't lose a single vote. And I'm hoping that he'll still get prosecuted for what he does. And if he did that, he should be prosecuted. Maybe that's a true statement based on what we've seen. But this is not a game. This is not about whether or not we should, you know, build more roads or expand the highway or whatever, have a casino in southern Wisconsin. These are not those conversations. This is, do we want to have a functioning republic? Do we want democracy to work? Do we believe that a vote matters? If that's what we're talking about. And if you're going to parse that, if that's, you either believe in our systems or you don't. That's the argument. And they're trying to say, well, we kind of believe in it, but, you know, this way it didn't work out too well for us. With no proof, you lost in court. You got a snake oil salesman as a guy that is your savior that you're hanging on to. And that's the battle. That's the hill you're going to fight and die on. I mean, not only is it such a misrepresentation of the scenario playing the old games, it's such a terrible judgment call.
Well, just because they're trying to play it fascist adjacent.
Right. You can't be fascist adjacent. You're the fascist or you're anti-fascist. And I, like the greatest generation, and I am anti-fascist.
844-967-2789. Let's get to the phones. Our pal Andy from Beaver Dam. How you doing, Andy?
Hey, Andy.
Hey, was I hard of hearing, or did you say that Gableman was trawling you at the Waukesha Fair? Because he lives there, doesn't he?
Oh, I didn't see Gableman. I saw big, no, ugly Keith Best. Also big and ugly, but not specifically corrupted Supreme Court.
No, we did not see Gableman at the fair.
No, I thought maybe, I knew I must have been hearing things because I thought, if he's got any smarts at all, he shouldn't be.
Well, Keith Best is a disgraced former Capitol staffer, thrice removed, if right. I recall.
Oh, right. And he would... My only gripe would be, as of millions of other people, when is the weather going to cool down a little bit? Give me a few degrees, but I don't know. It's July, and that's what.
Come
you
on,
get.
Man! It's July in the Midwest.
You're complaining about summer, Andy?
No, Andy! Come on, man!
Take it
come
all
on.
Back.
Call me back in February, dude.
There
Tell
are
me
no
about
grievances
it then.
About 88 when it's 48 below, then you can call and complain about the weather.
Thanks, Andy. Love you, man.
967-2789. Our pal, he's got his own show outside the Pizza Box. Listen right here at noon on Saturdays for Pizza Box. How you doing, Michael?
Hey, Mike.
You know how bad Trump is?
How bad is he?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
As did I, and that was one of the most difficult votes of my entire lifetime.
Yeah, it was easy. I just, I bitched about it as I did it, and rightfully so. As it turns out, I kind of thought we were going to lose.
Buddy, you were like the dark spirit over the election night party down at Hawks on 2016. Don't be talking trash. We got a big party down there on August 2nd.
Yeah, I might show up just to keep CJ away because, remember what Trump's college teacher said, that professor?
Remind us.
I think he called him the dumbest F that he's ever, had in class. I went to school with CJ. Now, I'm not saying he was that dumb because we were friends, man, for a long time. But no, you can't. You saw when he came to the party and I talked to him about it, and he basically was hurt because of what he called personal attacks. And I explained to him that he never sticks to what the subject was that we're talking about, and that everything he says is a personal attack on a lot of people that I care about, and a lot of other people feel that way. And I thought that might have sunk in, but no, he's still being with the dad on the 70s show. You're a dumbass, CJ. And, I can't blame it on marijuana because he likes marijuana, or at least he did. I know he likes booze too, but I smoke a lot of marijuana and I'm still okay, right?
Right, well, right.
Define
yeah,
okay,
you're more than okay,
Michael.
Pizza Box.
Define okay. Listen to him, his free thought rambling and no calls from CJ Saturdays, noon to 1 o'clock, right here on Devil Radio in the Shaw. 5:40 a.m., of course, the Beast of the East. Come back. We got one more segment of the Devil's Advocates. Perhaps your Friday grievance could be next. 844-967-2789. Light them up.
They did interfere in our elections. It's really clear. There should be no doubt about that.
I don't believe in such talk as this.